Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts, and I've got exciting news. God has more for you than you think. Listen, friend, God's dreams for your life are much bigger than your own dreams. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Do you love him today? Then he has more planned for you than you've ever dreamed possible. And Isaiah 54, verse 2 says this, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and then stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes." Now that's speaking of your life moving forward, excuse me, and not moving backwards. And that means you don't park or quit beside your failures, nor do you park or quit beside your successes. You keep moving forward. God has more for you than you could ever dream possible. I've been sharing lately about 2025 and a little plaque that we've been making to send to people. It says, "Make no little plans here." And I got the idea from my father. Years ago, my dad, Oral Roberts, had a little plaque on his desk, and it said, "Make no little plans here." And I was captivated by it. Every time I would go into his office, I would look at that plaque, because my dad was a planner. He always was planning something great for the ministry. And you know, he came from very humble beginnings in Pontotoc County in southeast Oklahoma. A very, very small rural community, limited resources. But he eventually became known around the world because God spoke to him and gave him a great healing ministry. And God gave him three specific assignments in his life, and the same three he's given me, and that is to teach people about healing, the Holy Spirit, and seed faith. And God has the keys to miracles that you need in these areas in your life. You don't have to make everything happen yourself. No, God wants to do great things through you, and he wants to help you to do them, and he has plans for you, and those plans are really good. In fact, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for you to prosper and not harm you, plans to give you hope and to give you a future." Well, we don't have oftentimes because we don't ask. That's what James says in chapter 4, verse 2. We have not because we ask not. And when you ask, don't ask small. Ask big. Ask big. I love to tell the story about my dad and Jerry Savelle. Jerry Savelle and my dad are both in heaven. But Jerry was a great, great friend for, I guess, 40 years. And some years ago, Jerry's ministry and our ministry were joining together to build a medical clinic in the little area of Kenya in East Africa called Kakamega. Kakamega, Kenya. And Jerry's staff and ministry was going to build the building, and we were going to provide the doctors and the nurses. And Jerry was going over to Kenya to meet with the vice president and other officials of Kenya to ask for the land to be given to us. He felt like that since we were building the clinic and we were bringing in the doctors and the nurses, the least they could do was to give us a small piece of land. So my dad said, "Jerry, I want to go with you." Now, my dad, you have to understand my dad. My dad is liable to get lost in an airport. He's liable to, if you don't watch him, he was liable to board the wrong plane, which he has done before. And so my mother said to Jerry before they left, "Jerry, you really got to keep your eye on Oral because he's liable to wander off." So they had to fly from Tulsa up to New York City to Kennedy Airport, where they'd catch the flight over to Africa. And they get to the gate, and Jerry says, "Now, Brother Robert," now this is long before TSA, long before that, Jerry says, "Now, Brother Robert, you sit here, sit right here, and I'm going to go and get in line and get our boarding passes for this flight." You did that in those days. My dad said, okay. And my dad was wearing the hat that he loved, the hat that he had left in nations all over the earth, the hat that people had mailed back to him from countries and from cities and states around the country. So about 10 minutes later, Jerry comes back with the boarding passes. The seat is empty, nothing on it but the hat. My dad's gone. Jerry says, oh my God, I've lost Oral Roberts. And they're in Kennedy Airport in New York City. So he starts going up and down the aisleway looking across for my dad, and he can't find him. They're about to call the flight, and Jerry sees a stairway, and he says, oh no, surely Brother Roberts didn't go down those stairs. He thought, I better check. So he goes down the stairs. Sure enough, there's my dad standing down there in a line. And he says, Brother Roberts, the flight's about to board. He said, Jerry, I got to go to the bathroom. Jerry says, well, I'm sorry, you don't have time. We got to board. So he got my dad by the arm, then went back upstairs. Meanwhile, Jerry had put my dad's hat in his briefcase. My dad had already forgotten about it. So they board the flight. And Jerry said, I'm sorry, Brother Roberts, you're going to have to wait to go to the bathroom until after we take off and the pilots turn off the seatbelt sign. So the pilot taxis out and they take off and the light goes off and Jerry says, well, now, Brother Roberts. And so my dad gets up and goes to the bathroom, comes back. Meanwhile, Jerry has taken my dad's hat out of his briefcase and put it on. So when my dad comes back, my dad sees Jerry wearing the hat and he says, Jerry, that's a beautiful hat. I've got one just like it. Jerry says, Brother Roberts, this is your hat. You left it. Oh, I did. So they get to Kenya. And Jerry's having a minister's conference before he meets with the vice president. And my dad, now my dad was in his early 70s at the time. My dad said, now, Brother Jerry, if you'd like me to speak to the pastors, I can do it. I can give them maybe 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes. I can't preach the length of time that I would when I was younger, but I can give them 5, 10, or 15 minutes. And Jerry said, wow, Brother Roberts, the pastors would get to hear Oral Roberts? Yes, I'd like you to do it. My dad said, well, Jerry, command me to do it. And Jerry said, Brother Roberts, I command you to preach about 10 or 15 minutes to these pastors. My dad said, okay. So they went to the meeting, and my dad gets up, starts speaking. 45 minutes into his message. Jerry stood up and said, Brother Roberts, I command you to quit. Now, you have to know Oral Roberts. So Jerry says, now, Brother Roberts, this is the next day. Brother Roberts, you stay here in the hotel. I'm going to go meet with the vice president. My dad said, no, I want to go with you. If I'm providing the doctors and nurses, I want to go with you. And we laid all the plans for the doctors and nurses before they left. So he goes into the meeting with Jerry, and here's the vice president and other officials of the Kenya government there. And Jerry has all the architectural renderings and the plans for the doctors, the nurses, and the exam rooms and all the different areas. And he's making the presentation. He's going to ask the president for a small plot of land to be given to us so we can build and equip. So Jerry's making his presentation. Meanwhile, my dad's got a pen in his hand and a napkin, and he's writing on it. And all of a sudden, he puts the pen down, he crumples up the napkin, throws it out in the middle of the table, gets another napkin, starts writing on it. And now Jerry's looking over, trying to make the presentation. He's trying to figure out what in the world Oral Roberts is doing. My dad writes on this napkin, crumples it up, throws it in the middle of the table, gets another napkin, starts writing on it. And he looks over at Jerry, and Jerry looks at him. And all of a sudden, he finishes writing something, and he hands it to Jerry and said, read this. And Jerry says, I can't read it. What does it say? He says, it's Oral Roberts spelled backwards. I can just see it. Jerry says, well, Brother Roberts, are we boring you? He said, yes, you're boring me. He's boring me. The vice president's boring me. All of you are boring me because you're asking too small. You need at least twice the size land that you're asking for. Why don't you ask him for twice as much? And Jerry said, well, Brother Roberts, I feel led of God to ask you to ask the vice president. And my dad looked at the vice president of Kenya and said, Mr. Vice President, we need twice as much land. Give it to us. Vice president said, okay, and he did. And when they walked out, my dad said, Jerry, don't ever think small in my presence again. And Jerry would later tell me that that statement that my dad made to him expanded his thinking for the rest of his life, never to think small, but to think big things for God. Matthew 6, verse 33 says this. The kingdom of God, something special. And you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because all these things will be added to you if you did. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Now, my dad used to preach a message called Don't Park Here, Don't Stop by Your Failures. And that's what I want to say to you. Don't give up. Maybe you've had a failure in your life. Maybe something has gone haywire over the last year. And maybe something somebody said, something somebody did, something that came against you and you just have quit. Don't quit. Expand your thinking. And don't think small. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, let us not be weary in our well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we don't faint. Or in other words, if we don't lose heart and quit. Now, some miracles take time. Some miracles, they seemingly happen overnight, but some miracles take a little bit longer. Just like you plant a seed in the ground, you can't expect it to grow the next day. But there is a due season coming for that to come to harvest. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't turn loose of your vision. It's not over yet, my friend. I am believing for God to bring it to pass, no matter what it looks like. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying today that you will not give up on your dream. You will not give up on your vision. You'll keep pursuing it. You keep taking the steps to move toward it. And you'll pray and you'll ask God for Holy Spirit guidance and wisdom. Do that. Do it on a daily basis. And I set my faith with you right now for God to touch and heal you in every area of your life, spiritually, physically, financially, in your emotions, in your relationships, in your business, in your job, in your ministry, in your thoughts and your ideas and your dreams and your visions. I command the devil to take his hands off of you. And I pray for you to stand up strong in faith and say, God, this is what I'm believing you for. And I'm not going to stop believing until it comes into my hands. In the name of Jesus. Never think small again. In Jesus' name. God richly bless you, and I expect him to do it.